It's nice that I'm finally back with the band here to play with you. Later. For you, it's nice to be back. And we haven't been back for a few years here, and I apologize for that. So you can, if you feel like shouting abuse at me, now's the time to do it. Right, that's it, right? That's what you get. Enough, sir. I said that's it? Anyway, we promise to come back very soon. This is just the opening gambit for this year. We're going to come back later in the year. We think it's November. And to your fair city. And we will be playing Wednesday. It's the 35th anniversary of a little live album I did one day. Friend Who Comes Alive, so that's... And we'll be here if we can. So, and then we'll be doing the whole thing from beginning to end. What did he say? No, I couldn't hear. Look, I have to know what he said. Someone tell me what he said.
Get on with it!
Oh, get on with it?
You're going deaf!
Thank you very much. I'll try and do that if I can. Yeah. But, all right then. You just want the mute.
Thank you.
new numbers, but...
Yes, we do.
We have released a couple albums, and we're going to sort of pick a couple here and there. And I just want to let you know, this new one is called Thank You, Mr. Churchill.
Hey!
It's big in Bristol. And if you notice, we have the Spitfire on the bass drum here. Yeah. It's a Mark 1 for those who want to know. Yeah, it had machine guns on there first, but it had to take them off, it wasn't right. So, have to be authentic about these things. So, this one we thought of, like, you know, really interesting marketing for this, you know, because so many records are, shall we say, people help themselves to them nowadays. Not here so much, but in the States, they steal everything. So we thought maybe we'd be the first one in a while to go back and put something out on cassette. you're preempting the story, sir. I mean, the cassette was a dismal failure. So then we went and tried the 8-track. I'm sure you were at the meeting. We tried the 8-track, down the toilet, you know, so... We decided to only go back a little way, so try it. Hold on, I'll show you.
78. Yay!
It's all about the greedy pigs in Wall Street that caused the world the meltdown, and so I can't stand the fact that there's CEOs running around with 10 million pound bonuses and people losing their houses. So this is again.
Yeah.
song from that album. And then the album before that is called Fingerprints, and it was all instrumental. Thank you. And come and see this chap here, he knows all about it. So, but I got a big surprise. I stopped singing, I did an instrumental album, then they gave me a Grammy, so. So, please hold your applause till the end. So, I got a little worried about singing again, so, really. But I did on this new record, I sort of integrated it back in. So this one is the very first one that I recorded for Fingerprints, because it's called Float. Thank you. are on steel there.
Thank you.
Okay. This ain't Red Stratocaster. Yes, it's one I always wanted to have when I was growing up. This is the guitar I wanted because I think Marvin and the Shadows used them. So, and I recently got to play with the Shadows on the Fingerprints record, and we wrote a track together. It was pretty. It's a big day for me. My God. When you're playing with the person that inspired you to start and gave you the passion, you know, it's something else. So anyway, it's about 7 years old. It's a long story. And we went up to the loft, my dad and I, to get down the suitcases for summer holidays down in Cornwall.
Yay!
And there I found this little tiny case and opened it up and I said, Dad, what's this? He said, your grandmother just gave me that the other day. She said, maybe you could teach Peter a couple of chords and maybe he'll be like George Formby. I had no idea who this was, but I was going to give it a good shot. So, he taught me Michael Row the Boat and Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, and that was my complete repertoire until I learned, I think I learned a Cliff Richard song, of course, on banjo-lady. So this one's about how I started to play and how all my family were very, they were enthusiastic. They didn't push me, but they were very supportive. And. Mom and Dad are gone now, but when I close my eyes, I can see them, so that's what the song is all about. So, here we go. All good, Hammond, congratulations. My old man is a dustman.
Hey.
He wears a dustman suit. He wears gold party trousers and he lives in a castle flat. Yeah. lends it to me, and I play along. Thank you. Used to do that acoustically, and never did it like it was on the... I have a friend with me. This one is from the last the newest album, and I got my work cut out for me here. So this one's a suite of three pieces put together, and it goes something, I'm gonna get around there, like this. It's called Suite Liberté.
Who?
want you to love me until the hair stands on my head. I want you to love me. We'll be right back. humble pie-ish stuff there.
Yay!
And this guitar is actually, I haven't brought this one out since the, actually I think it was the Town and Country record we did with Humble Pie. I used this on the whole thing. I think this is on Stone Cold Fever as well. It's very famous. No. Anyway, so this next one is one that I wrote after being inspired by seeing someone's plight of family, that their child was kidnapped and taken from the Japanese shores 30 years ago to North Korea, for whatever reason, I don't know, but a lot of them were kidnapped. And it just made me think of how lucky I am, and how lucky we don't have control over who we're born or where we're born to, and we can just hope for the best. But this one is about people that aren't as well off as we are. It's called Asleep at the Wheel.
Thank you.
do that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. time, I should introduce the band. First of all, amazing guitar playing, always, Mr. Adam Lester. And he sings as well. From Australia, and we're going back there, aren't we? Will they allow us back? I didn't do anything there last time, did I? No, I think I was all right. So, on keyboards, the amazing Mr. Rob Arthur. And vocals and guitar. The multi-instrumental. And on the drums, we found Dan after many years of searching, and Dan is able to morph and be the drummer in every area of my recorded and live career, basically. And he's Mr. Funkmeister himself, Mr. Dan Bodenhausky. As you might know, I think I mentioned it earlier, but the brain's going, that in November, we're coming back to do the Frampton Comes Alive 35th anniversary tour. And many moons ago, when we were getting ready for that, bass player joined the band just before we recorded that, and it just so happens, and the album's after that, obviously, just so happens that Mr. Stanley Shelton is back with us on the show. It's very special. Just to put this in. The brass section, I can never remember that, but they didn't turn up tonight. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Freebird.
I'm gonna Thank you.
Thank you all very much. We'll see you in November.